Layden,
hey,
if you were to be an animal in the Madagascar, what would you want to be?
In Madagascar? A lion.
You want to be a lion?
Yeah.
Main character type stuff?
Yeah, I'm a main character, you know.
King of the jungle.
Yeah.
That mane of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd want to be a lion too. That, lions have a lot of hair.
You remind me of the giraffe, actually.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
Yeah, Melman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ross from Friends.
Clumsy and funny. Oh, gosh. I don't want to be David Schwimmer.
Depressing, not realize that.
I didn't know that. I've never seen Friends, but I've seen clips, and now that voice matches up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't hardly watch that show because I just, all I can think of is Melman.
I haven't seen much of anything that David Schwimmer has done since Friends. Like, I know he was in that O.J. Simpson movie.
I don't know.
But that was about it. That's all I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I was just curious. Shmev, you know what animal you'd want to be? It's a hard question.
I'd be that, what's his name? King Julian.
King Julian?
Yeah, that's me.
King Julian!
Yeah. What's his animal?
Shut up, Mort.
Lemur?
I don't know. Yeah. Is he a lemur?
I
think it's a lemur.
I'd be a lemur.
That's actually what I was going to pick.
Yeah.
Oh, a lemur?
I want to be quick, agile.
You'd be one of the penguins.
Bro.
I would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the names? It's like Flipper and...
I thought it was Skipper.
Skipper.
Fred.
Billy Bob.
Yeah.
No,
Jameson.
Yeah. Lorenzo. Oh,
what are the names of the penguins of Madagascar?
She doesn't know. She's
not
useless.
Find them in your, right?
Yeah, in your contact.
Oh,
here we go. Skipper, Kowalski, Rico, and Private.
Kowalski, that's right. I like Kowalski. I like that name.
Private, straighten up.
Private was always an idiot.
Yeah, it was great. He was just really innocent. Those movies were good, though.
Oh, yeah.
And the little penguin fantastic. Shorts. I would be a penguin. Never mind.
Some memories,
I would be a penguin.
Yeah.
Some penguin memories, you know?
What would you be?
You're the giraffe.
That's right.
I don't think there's any other answer. That is you.
Yeah, yeah, I think I'd be a giraffe.
I could see him being a zebra.
The zebra?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
I get this image in my head of Zach walking downtown the same way that the zebra does. You know that scene in Madagascar where he's just...
Yeah, and we watched the movie Bullet Train, and they literally replicated that exact scene. Like, starting at the feet, moved up, and then he did, like, a little, like, look behind.
That's funny.
Yeah, when I saw them, like, that is literally the Madagascar
movie. Who references Madagascar?
I don't know.
You know, it could be one of those freak coincidences, because there's only so many shots in movies that you can do before it gets repetitive.
Yeah, well,
they knew
what
they were doing.
Maybe.
I think Madagascar stole that from...
Bullet Train, even though it came out.
Bullet Train was...
Bullet Train came out last year.
Oh, yeah, Madagascar.
Okay.
Oh!
You know...
I was thinking of a different movie.
Speaking of lemurs, though, one time I was at work, like, forever ago. This is when I worked at a car audio shop, and someone came in with a lemur. It had a diaper, and I got a video of it. It was the coolest thing. It gave me a high five.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Harder than some people.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
No, really.
Some kids.
Oh, yeah,
some adults.
Definitely some. Definitely some babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Presley, I know your brain power's been drained with all this stuff we've been putting into on the trip, so I got a word of the day for you.
Sweet. Hit me with it.
You ready?
And is it a beach one? This is
in the mood of the beach. You feel?
Perfect. All right.
Thalassophile.
What?
Thalassophile.
Thalassophile?
Shmev, you are a thalassophile.
Thalassophile.
A beach enthusiast.
Thalassophile.
Close. A thalassophile.
File means that you're like an enthusiast. You think audiophile, cinephile.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to spell that word, I don't think. I think you got me defeated.
Wait, can I hear it again?
Thalassophile.
Does it start with TH?
Yes.
T H. Y.
Nope.
I.
T H E.
E.
A.
Yes.
Thalassophile. S S.
T H A.
L A S S or just one S? S S.
S-S.
So thalass. Either you or an I. A.
O.
What the.
A file.
Thalassophile.
Yes. E.
E.
Thalassophile. What does it mean?
Too many
letters. It means that you are someone who loves the ocean.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty close.
You were close.
You were close.
Nice.
Presley.
Good job, Presley.
Yeah.
Presley. Yes, I am.
So would you guys go if they recreated a Jurassic Park?
What?
Yeah. If someone made Jurassic Park on an island, would you go?
No.
Really? You wouldn't want to go see a dinosaur exhibit?
No.
Aren't they trying to do that now?
I've seen stuff about scientists being able to extract DNA like they did in the movie. Like old mosquitoes.
Or like a mammoth?
Yeah. Well, supposedly they're resurrecting the woolly mammoth. I don't know who it is, but I've heard Joe Rogan talk about it.
I don't know why they would do that.
It's a cool elephante.
Where are they going to put it?
In the, whatchamacallit, the
ecosystem.
Arctic. Well, yeah.
Well, which one?
I don't know.
I think the Arctic.
The Earth?
Did someone say Arctic? Yeah, I think the Arctic.
I think you did.
Because they're woolly.
Yeah. That would be cool to see.
That would I mean, they're supposedly bigger than elephants, too.
Something that has been dead for years comes back.
Quite a few years, yeah.
That would be like pretty cool.
20?
20? 3? 20
years. 23 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember them. I saw them on TV.
Oh,
They had like a few movies about him, so it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
Yeah. There's some guy named Sid who was the main character.
During the Ice Age.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Sid the Sloth. What does he remind me of?
Me.
A lot of people.
I don't know. Think of someone that looks like Sid the Sloth. I guarantee you can think of it right now.
When I go full dummy, that is me.
Are you talking about characteristics of attitude or physical? Physical? Yeah. Yeah, I know some people that look like
I know five or six.
Maybe four.
Yeah.
Three.
Even. They really made him relatable. A relatable character.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Except Sloths can't really walk.
Huh? Sloths can't walk?
Not like they did in that movie.
Well, it was back then, but I'm sure there was probably an animal like that.
Well, it was based on a true story, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, partly.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it's an animal.
Yeah, and like they could talk. Story.
There you go. But in that movie, the humans can't talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of funny. I never thought about that.
The humans, wow.
I think
they all just nodded at each other aggressively.
The saber-toothed tiger. He's like, come on, Sid, you know humans can't talk.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Do you ever wish there was a day where no humans would talk?
Yep, every day.
Golly, what a peaceful world we'd live in.
Either that or there'd be a lot more physical violence.
Yeah, I was
going
to say. Yeah. Because you couldn't get it out with words. You just kill each other.
What's the longest you think you'd go without talking?
Golly, maybe a day. At that, if that.
Probably infinite.
Really?
But you would just lose your voice.
No. Monks do that for extended periods of time?
I don't know. Zach, do they?
Do they?
I've You're heard bald. Of that before. Yeah, you know.
Your brothers?
We're an exclusive species of people.
Are they allowed to have
the
facial hair, though?
The brothers.
I don't know about that. Are they allowed to have facial hair?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Eyebrows?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
So they're expressionless.
Yeah.
Yes.
They just exist.
Mm-hmm.
It's lame.
Who would you choose to put in a room full of monks to try to break them to talk?
You.
Presley.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What?
You.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
Shut up!
I would just hope you would say something so just remarkably stupid that they just have to get a word out. Like, they can't help themselves.
Here's my attack plan. I go to the monastery. And,
the monastery?
Yeah. Or wherever monks congregate.
Walmart.
Walmart.
Fancy
Walmart. Walmart parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Super Target.
Yeah.
And I would live among them. I'd shave my head, shave my face, get rid of my whole questions till the end. Shave my head completely. Shave my legs, probably.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah, everything. I'll just be a hairless mammal. And then I would live among them in silence for probably a month or two.
He's thought this out.
And then I would start communicating with them to gain their trust with pictures.
Mm.
And then try to get them to laugh.
Slowly,
if I can get them to make noises whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
then I'll get them to talk.
Layton?
You in the blue.
Question. Where are monks? Like, where do they go? I've never seen, you know. Like, what? Where?
Temples.
Yeah, where?
Kroger.
And then if someone invades, since they can't do anything, like, they can't. Did they fight? Did they have like warriors?
Isn't that a big thing in China?
I don't know. Probably.
I'm thinking of samurai.
I know Shia LaBeouf did it for a while.
We should watch a documentary on it.
Shia LaBeouf had this whole thing. What was that guy that played Shane from Walking Dead? Do you know his name?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, they did a podcast interview with him after that whole controversy, and he had talked about like having this whole experience with monks, and it was interesting.
Yeah. I feel like it would be.
It's just a lot of what do you call it?
Meditating.
Meditating. That just sounds terrible.
We have done that a lot this week. Have you noticed? You're like, what's the word? And then I know the word.
We have
done that a lot.
I don't know a lot of words, Lane.
You finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, I mean, we took those cute pictures last night.
Yeah.
Basically, you know.
Insert picture sister here.
Yeah. Brother and sister. Let me, y'all can guess who's who.
Guess who's who?
Yeah, the brother and the sister. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to put those pictures in there.
Sister.
I guess.
Yeah. You're the sister? Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything.
No, I want to figure this out.
I don't like that schmoof.
There's one way to find out.
I'd say you're the sister.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you feel better.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really care. I just want to figure it out. Who's the brother? Who's the sister? And me and Layton's...
Dynamics?
Yeah.
Whatever you would call that.
Layton's the sister.
Yeah. Siblings.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know that about that word until I met a bunch of homeschoolers. They love that word.
They siblings? Do.
Yeah.
You didn't know the word sibling.
I just said brother, sister, and all that. I never said sibling. I was like, what the heck is a sibling? Is that growing trees?
Me feel a little better about my vocabulary.
It should, because it's not very wide.
No, it's not. But I knew sibling before that.
I say about 10 years ago is when I started hearing that word regularly.
10? You were 13? 14? That is insane.
That's kind of odd.
Layton?
I guess I knew at the same time, so I was 8. Wait, you were 14, 10.
Yeah.
Math.
Okay.
Or maybe I heard it, but I didn't really like register it and start using it until I was like 13.
14. Layton didn't have an Uncrustable until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's same, just wild. Actually.
That's insane.
Yeah, wild. We never had them when we were kids.
I feel like that's one of those things. It's like, oh, we got peanut butter and sandwiches.
I will say, yeah. I think that's a lot. That's like a public school thing.
It is.
They take those to school. They pack them for lunch. Homeschool, probably. Yeah, that's probably.
It's also like a school trip, like fundamental. You know? Yeah,
a lot of. Here we go again. Field trips.
Help him out, Layton.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
They
one.
Would have those on there.
Well, I was gonna say I had a toasted Uncrustable for the first time yesterday.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, it was good. I don't know about warm peanut butter.
Give that to Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, that was weird to me. You don't like warm peanut butter?
Peanut butter and jelly are things that I associate with cooler temperatures.
You ever had peanut butter pie? No. Actually, that's probably cold. Never mind.
I don't think I've ever had peanut butter pie.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds good.
Zach. Layton.
Schmev.
It is good.
We've been doing this, too. Right, Presley?
Evan. It's been driving me crazy.
Layton?
Yes.
It really, like, grabs your attention when you say the other person's name.
Zach.
Like, I'm talking to you, Presley.
Presley.
Schmev. You sound like a parent.
Schmev.
Yeah.
I didn't use your middle name, so I'm not mad.
Don't you feel like when I do that, it really, like... makes you think, oh, this is important.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
First name means important. Middle name included means urgency. Emergency. Yeah. Full name,
I don't know. In trouble.
I don't know what that means.
Trouble. Yeah. At least that's how I took it from my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then when they include the Social Security, too.
I didn't know that until a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I guess I never take my parents off that bad.
9, 10.
I think I just started losing... learning my Social Security like a year ago. It.
Yeah. I didn't know it until I started working.
What is it, Zach?
Yeah, so it's... Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 5, 3, 6.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
9, 10?
Could you imagine, though?
What?
Can I say your middle name on the pod? Or would you prefer me not?
I mean, yeah, you can go.
So if I'm like, Zachary Reeves Hood, Social Security 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you get yourself over here!
I ain't gonna lie.
That sounds like a scene from Star Wars where they're picking out the stormtroopers by their number.
CT-425, get over here.
Yeah.
Boy.
You think we'll ever start doing that? Like, all the names, we're just tired of names, so we just use, like, a couple letters and some
numbers. Elon Musk is trying to do it.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my gosh.
X, his son's Ash, whatever it is.
I remember someone had asked him about it, and they were like, how do you pronounce it? He's like, exactly how it looks. I'm like, what? It doesn't look like anything. It looks like a math problem I'd throw away in high school.
Yeah, because you throw out the X. The
problems. That explains a lot.
I just carry throw the away one. My problems.
You might want to get that looked at.
Yeah, probably.
I have this theory, though, that that's just the name he tells the public, but he's got an actual name for his kid, like just at home.
Maybe.
I think I've heard that before.
It's not a, if that's the case, that's smart.
I respect it.
He cloned his kid and made the clone the fake one for the celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone would do it, it'd be Elon Musk.
Think there'll be an identity crisis?
With him?
No, between his two kids, the clone and the original.
Mm. Think they're going to start cloning people?
Mm. Who says I'm not a clone?
That's true.
Little do you know.
There's Evan and Shmev.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe happen. There's a reason for that.
Y'all don't really look alike.
Me and Shmev? My real name is Evan Presley.
No, I thought you meant other Evan.
No. We're saying there's two of him.
Yeah.
We miss you, buddy. We love you. Yeah. We wish you were here.
Sorry you couldn't be here.
Beach looks nice out there.
It does.
It does.
Have I ever told you all about the time a jellyfish rubbed up against my leg? Ever told you about that? I was maybe, let's see here. I'm going to go with 11. 12. Mm. 13. I'm going to go with 12.
14.
Okay. I was in the water, kind of deep out there, and I'm just like chilling on a float, and I feel something here, Layton. I'm gonna go like this. Feel something rub against my leg, about right there.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Oh.
Okay. You feel that? That's a little unsettling, right?
Yeah.
Ugh. Especially if you're not looking at it.
Especially in the ocean. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. That's probably like a fish or seaweed or something. I look down and there it is. So I get out of my float and I was so scared. I started running out and started like yelling at people, "Get out of the water!"
Oh, like, gosh!
It's just, "Get out of the water! Get out of the water! It's a jellyfish! Jellyfish!" I started just sprinting towards my dad, and he was laughing at me. And people started getting out of the water, and it was just a jellyfish.
They thought it was a shark. I bet.
Well, to be fair, those little heifers hurt.
Heifers. That was a ginormous jellyfish.
Oh, the other day?
No, the one that you touched up against my leg.
Did it sting?
No, it didn't sting me.
Lucky. I've heard or saw somebody yesterday say that you can pick it up by like the top, by the head, and it won't sting you.
I wonder if it just didn't, I don't know, didn't register that it was me or something. I don't know.
Spend my days in the jellyfish fields.
What do they eat to stay alive?
Yeah, they do
organisms.
Yeah, probably.
That's a good question.
Thanks, man. I'm here
Noah,
for
you. Can you look that up?
Oh,
no. The show.
I miss Evan.
Jeez. I miss everybody.
I don't know.
You already
could
go
be
home?
Like a photosynthesis. Could be like a photosynthesis thing.
That's a good question. What do jellyfish eat?
Well, looking that up, I got something to bring up.
Yeah.
We need to play this game.
Oh.
Okay. Find all of Zach's socks.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be able to play and win.
Not just socks, just everything.
Underwear.
You look at
thongs.
You look any direction, you'll see something of Zach's just laying somewhere.
Actually, yeah.
Random.
One time we saw a sock on top of the lamp.
Dude, that was not me. I guarantee it.
I think it was. I see you just take them off.
You'll
throw
just
them.
Steal them.
We're leaving a couple socks here. It's happening. Yeah. Layton almost lost a couple.
Yeah, I know where it was.
Yeah, there's no way you're going back home with everything you brought.
Well, don't speak it into existence. I'd like to take everything back.
You keep saying that.
You keep saying that.
I told myself the other day I would wake up with $1 million and it didn't happen.
There are power in your words, son. Read your Bible. You can't speak stuff into existence. That's all I'm saying.
You can't? That's what we're saying. You can't.
Yeah.
I know what I said.
Pause.
Okay. You know what I mean. Yeah.
I will.
He's got a point.
In 2 hours, I will be 6'7".
Well, you know
and
how
playing
like,
in the NBA.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. You know how people will speak stuff over themselves? They're like, "Oh yeah, I'm just gonna have a terrible week this week," and I'm like, "Well, if you encourage yourself more to have a better week, then you won't have such a bad week because we have so much power
in the words we say."
Well.
It's all about your outlook on life, you know.
There's only
you
a certain
control
amount you
can do. Control your own joy, besides what's circumstantial.
Sometimes, yeah.
And because he says sometimes, Exactly. Only sometimes listen, it will happen.
I've given up. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You'll get all right, buddy.
Huh?
You want to talk about it?
Oh, I'm great.
Oh.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to go home?
No. Not at all.
Speaking of which, I think it's beach time.
I don't think so. Not yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you get us for a few more minutes.
I think I do.
We're just a little excited.
A week is a good amount of time.
Yeah.
I can feel myself, you know, feeling fulfilled enough with my time on the beach.
I can slowly, yeah, I agree. Well, I can feel myself becoming a little more pissed off that I got to go back to work on Monday.
I got to go back to work on Sunday. I got to work a double.
Ugh. I mean, I am.
You know what?
Let's face it.
I'm not completely disappointed.
What?
That I have to go back to work.
I am. No. I just am.
I'm sorry. Well, to hear
that. I'm an honest guy.
I'm kind of. I've taken this time to process and relax. I don't do a lot of that.
Relax.
I'm I'm a very uncomfortable person.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've relaxed.
You have not. You have walked like every single day for at least 3 miles.
Walking relaxes me.
Well, fair enough.
Well, I'm glad.
By the way, jellyfish.
Oh.
Yeah. Eat many different types of things, such as small plants. In parentheses, plankton, copepods, which in parentheses, crustacean zooplankton, fish eggs, and other small fish called larvae. Oh.
Larvae.
So organisms.
I guess. How do they... I guess it just... I don't know. Because they don't have mouths. Or eyes.
Huh. Or feelings.
That makes sense.
They probably have feelings.
Would you love me if I was a worm?
Okay.
Nah.
No.
We had talked about this the other day. What was it that you had said? Or one of you had said something about what most people are really asking when they say that.
Basically asking, would you love me if I was just absolutely so small and worthless?
Just say that.
Yeah. It's like, why do people use codes to talk?
And the correct answer always is yes. You just say yes.
Even if it isn't.
Yeah.
Because this joke, especially if you know what they're really asking.
Shmev?
Mm-hmm.
Does this hat make me look fat?
What do you think?
Golly. That is what not to do.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Just imagine the classic scenario. Honey, does this dress make me look fat? Dad looks to the kids. What do you think?
Oh. Mommy, you're thick.
They'll tell you.
No, they'll tell you.
They will tell you.
They just don't have any filter.
No, they don't.
Nope.
Don't you wish couldn't have a filter sometimes?
Speaking of which, AJ the other day, he's like 13 now, which is wild. He's about to be 14. Yeah.
I still don't understand what you call him that.
What?
You just spell out his name.
Good Lord. Okay. Would you rather we say Angelo Joseph?
I'd rather you just Adge. I'm going to start calling you Z-A-C-K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smart. Anyways, the other day he had said... he's like, dang, Zach, you've gained some weight. I was like, shoot.
What'd you say?
Called me out, and I said, well, dang, AJ, you need to put some meat on those bones. You look like a dang stick.
Yeah.
There you go.
Did he cry?
I hope so.
Now he's going to have an eating disorder. Good job.
Yeah. You scarred him for life.
How old is he? 13?
He's about to be 14.
That's a fragile year.
See, it really is. But that's an age. I'm talking like 5-year-olds.
Oh, just saying outlandish stuff.
Yeah,
if he's still outlandish at this point in his life,
that's great.
I will watch out.
I'll put him in his place.
Especially at 14. 14 was not fun for me.
That is an age.
That was
14.
Mm-hmm. Is the awkward year. And then 15, you kind of spread out a little bit. 16, you're on a good track.
That's when you usually make bad decisions, whether on purpose or not at all. You're going to make a bad decision.
17 is a good but another awkward year. And 18's like, all right, who you going to be, son?
I'm an adult.
No, where are you going to college? Get a mortgage.
Life is fair.
I don't think we're getting mortgages for like another 10 years.
I got really depressed the other day when I had the realization when I had the realization, we could just end that there, that instead of screwing around in third grade, I should have been buying a house.
Yeah.
Buying a house. You need 10 years of experience by the time you get out of high school.
Yeah. And that's why this world sucks. How many times do you see when you're applying for jobs, you have to have 10 years of experience?
Oh, so much. Yeah, I applied for like 30 different jobs before I got the one where I'm at now. I was just applying a bunch. And so many of them, it's like, okay, this is entry level, but we want four years of experience. That was pretty common. Like 2, 3, 4. I'm like, how are you going to get that? I mean, if everyone wants that for an entry level job, you can't. You just can't.
It's impossible.
Well, entry level, just so they don't have to pay you.
Yeah. I mean, you just apply for those anyway because, you know, a lot of people are in your same shoes. You know, like if you just got out of college, you don't have experience. A lot of people your age are going to be like that. So just apply anyway.
And then I feel like a lot of jobs too, at least from what I've heard from friends or family, is like you don't get raises yearly anymore. Like it's pretty rare, even with inflation and stuff. Like I saw this video online a while back and it was this guy just going off, and it was either a meeting with HR or his boss, and she was like, you know, I just feel like in the past year, you know, you really haven't put in the work or the effort, and I just don't. Have you seen this? And she's like, I just don't understand why, and I want to know what's happened, what's changed. And he said, well, he said, I've asked for a raise for the past few years, and I haven't gotten one, even though I'm the top rated employee. And when I asked where my pay sat on market value, you said it was below average. So instead of working in an environment where you've built me up to be better and strive to do more so I can get more for myself, you've created a hostile work environment to where I get paid based on what is fair market value. So I just started doing my job at what I consider a fair market value.
Jeez.
I was like, dude, nailed it. And I paraphrased, but
I like that.
Sounds like he needs to go work for someone else.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think I saw later, just the other day, he had gotten out of that job, which was good.
Good for him. Yeah. I saw another scenario where it was these two guys, or I think it was the same guy, just playing two different people of a real life scenario where he's like, hey, just want to let you know, this is my last day. I'm going to be, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. And the guy was like, aren't you going to give a 2 weeks notice? Actually, it's more proper to give a 2 months notice. And he's like, no, because actually when you signed me on, I signed an agreement saying that you could fire me for no reason. So I'm going to leave for no reason with no notice.
I mean, but it burns a bridge for sure.
I don't know if you want to burn every bridge like that.
2 months notice is crazy.
No.
That's insane.
Well, if you're in a management position or you're in a,
I think it depends on
a higher up director position, I understand that. You don't want to just completely screw the people you've been working with.
I would be letting them know for a while. Yeah, I would. Yeah. Especially if I've been there a while and I'm high up.
With where I'm at now, I think 2 weeks is still appropriate. But
yeah,
if I was a manager or something like that, yeah.
It all depends.
Things give them happen, months. Though. It comes out of nowhere. You have this opportunity. Well, yeah. It's like, bam. 2 months is...
Two months. If you get a huge opportunity...
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah, it all varies.
Yeah.
So...
Wow. Do you have something to say?
I thought I did, and then I was like, it wasn't. I had a story about my dad, but I don't think it's my story to tell.
Okay,
you know, you should have your dad on.
Oh my gosh, just put him on speaker. Would y'all want my dad on at some point?
Yeah,
that would be so.
I would
funny.
Be down.
Up to him.
I would love that.
Just as long as he takes your spot.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't be on.
You can't be there.
Y'all can ask him as many questions as you want about my childhood.
Yes.
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 You know what's funny is that I remember when, like, growing up, when I'd go on trips like this, I would be like, man, I gotta go back home. I kind of miss my folks a little bit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Miss y'all.
That's what I was saying earlier. Like, a week is a good amount of time for me for a vacation because right now I'm just starting to get to the point where I'm thinking about going back.
There you go.
I am too. Not in a good way, though.
Oh. Well, I meant it in a good way.
So that's we're going to try to cure Shmev's depression today.
Today?
Nothing a good back rub won't fix.
Yeah, right. Go. Well, just because he said that, he's spoken into existence.
Yep.
So
yeah.
It's a mindset.
We will cure Shmev's depression today.
Let me put this in words you understand.
Yep. Yes.
Gratitude.
The Gary
Dude,
V.
Dude, we realized that Gordon Ramsay and Gary V, they both say yes.
Yeah.
They're just like very intense people.
Yes. High energy. Yes.
I think I know the reason why they do that.
Why is that?
It shows them that they are engaged with your conversation. They are paying attention.
Right.
Very much so. And that's a good business thing, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
I think it is, but in a podcast format or an audio format where people are listening back to it, it's just really annoying.
Yeah.
When you're, if we weren't recording this, I've listened back to other podcasts we've done. I was like, why am I talking? I didn't need to say.
And it's also different on how many people you have. If you have two people, like with Joe Rogan and whoever he has on, he'll go like, a lot. But it's only one person that's doing that. Yeah. And it's that is different because it's such a more intimate time where it's just you and another person and we're just connecting. Yes. We're just connecting. Right, Shmev?
Yes.
Shmev? Right. Right here.
Gratitude. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That was another thing. He took like four fingers and was like across there.
Was it Gary Vee or Gordon
Ramsay? That was Gordon Ramsay. And we were like, what if he just did two fingers? Because it was just four fingers right in his face.
Yeah. No, on a podcast or like, I don't know, show type setting, it's a little, it can be a little annoying. But if I were just talking to Gary Vee for some reason, face to face, having one of those conversations like he shows on his videos where they have their problems and something. If he's going, and he's looking at me dead in the eye, yes, that would make me feel like he gets this.
Yes. That's it would literally be like that.
Yeah.
I actually...
I'd get it.
I learned from my dad a long time ago, I don't do the whole verbal affirmation of like, yes, but I blink and I nod a lot when people are talking to me to so that they know that I'm listening. I do that on purpose. But I think it's kind of gotten subconscious at this point. I've just been doing it so long.
That's good.
Yeah. This reminds me of like Dwight Schrute whenever they were trying to train him to be more likable or whatever. You know what I mean? And he was like doing this big smile. And like trying to be more natural. And he was just like a robot with really wide eyes showing that I am listening.
Can't teach that type of stuff.
No.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
I think it's beach time.
Yeah, man.
Or time, baby. Do something.
Relaxation time.
Yeah, a little relaxation time.
Yep.
Thanks, guys, for if you listened to the last one, listen to this one. We've had fun this week. Some of us are ready to go back home, but it's been a great week so far. So I have 2 days. Got the rest of this day and tomorrow.
Yep.
So let's enjoy it.
Exactly.
Thank you guys for joining us for a session of awkwardness at the beach.